Let's talk more about the impact of Hurricane Ida with JKC Trucking, which operates in the Gulf region and has experience with these types of disasters. And Mike Kucharski is the co-owner and vice president of that company. Thanks for coming on. Now, you've gone through previous storms before, and I guess the natural question is, what are oftentimes the biggest needs in the immediate aftermath of something like this? And how does JKC specifically play a role in that?
So the biggest needs that come in right away is, you know, getting capacity to getting supplies and whatever it's needed to these towns, to these states, you know, water, tarps, food. You know, Louisiana's been without electricity, and when they restore electricity, for example, if you go to Walmart, they're going to throw all that food out. It's going to have to be replenished, and that's where the truckers come in to come in and replenish the food supply chain so that people can get back to normal.
I guess, how long does it typically take in order to get back to normal? You've had experience with this type of thing before, although not necessarily maybe the magnitude of Hurricane Ida, as frequently. But are we talking a couple of weeks? Are we talking a couple of months? I guess, what does that timeline look like?
The timeline depends, you know, because three things happen when there's a catastrophe. You know, first, accessibility. Trucks come in first to clear the roads so we can get access to them. Second, the utility workers come in and to restore power. And third is where we come in, delivering of the goods, you know, ability to receive the product and to distribute the product where the goods need to go. But also, you know, when we do, it depends how fast everybody, the town will get back to work too, because, you know, when we come in, there has to be bodies and workers to unload this product to get it to the people that need it the most.
Mike, what's interesting is that there is a labor shortage, I've heard, specifically in the trucking industry. And when you're trying to reallocate resources, especially to this disaster at the same time, how are you able to try to pull resources to make sure you're not taking away from other places where you need trucks to be moving, to make sure you can first adequately address the needs of these communities that are impacted, but still make sure that you're getting things in other types of priorities in the business line done as well?
Yeah, that's a very great question, because first, you know, just to give you guys an idea, 20-25% of all truck drivers are still currently missing. You know, the virus, the COVID only, you know, compounded the situation with the driver shortage. So what we're doing, you know, well, how's this? We try to give some resources to each region, especially regions that need it. Like, for example, Louisiana, it's not easy because we're limited and capacity is tight. Everybody's screaming to haul, you know, refrigerated product. And, you know, we try to do our best by, you know, allocating resources where they're needed the most.
Well, Mike, I guess you personally, at your company, to what extent, I guess, how are you combating the driver shortage, and to what extent is it holding back some of your business?
Yeah, so when JKC is always paid above average for the truck drivers. They get paid per mile. When the pandemic hit, we increased pay by 5% so we could be competitive with competition. You know, competition keeps raising the price, and we're all fighting for the same drivers, which does not help us because it's a big battle now for what drivers are available. You know, we're nonstop, you know, trying to, you know, hire new drivers, trying to acquire more women drivers. We love women drivers. You know, we've been trying to acquire more equipment to bring more new equipment to, you know, bring drivers in. But obviously that's come kind of to a screeching halt because Volvo stopped production because they're waiting for chips. So we're kind of getting beat up from every side on the front.
Mike, lastly, are there any other types of supply chain issues as well? We were talking with another trucking company a few weeks back, and they were saying that even the trucks themselves, some truck beds, it's hard to get one right now. It's the same story with used cars as well broadly. So I'm wondering, is that also a constraint on your business during this time as well?
Yes, parts. Truck parts are killing us. We've been waiting for certain water pump parts since April, and they're nowhere to be in sight. These parts are produced in other countries, for example, Japan, and we're trying to get this product back in, but the ports are slammed, you know, and we're just kind of buying out the parts that we can. But at one point, if these parts don't start flooding the market again and access to us trucking companies, we're going to run out of parts. We're going to have to park some equipment because we're not going to be able to repair it and keep the wheels rolling.
Mike, these challenges stacked one on top of the other. Is this anything like you've experienced before?
No, this is, you know, if I could send myself, if I could send my future self to my past self and warn me, I would not believe a word I'd say, because it's just so crazy what's happened with this pandemic, with the shortages and everything.
All right. That was Mike Kucharski, JKC Trucking co-owner and president. Thanks for jumping on Yahoo Finance this afternoon.